November 2nd, 2012, day two of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord sitting in the back of the Main Street Arena where you can come and get your tickets and your programs and everything else film festival related. And I'm sitting across from Zach Grigg, filmmaker of a documentary film called Willie. Zach, thank you for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about, and help me pronounce Willie's last name.
Greeno.
Tell me a little bit about Willie Greeno, who he is,
yeah,
and how you found him, and what inspired this film.
Okay. Willie is a local resident of Charlottesville, and I've actually known him all my life through my father, who's an architect here, James Grigg.
Mm-hmm.
And what Willie does for my dad is he makes three-dimensional models. And so whenever my dad draws up a new project, Willie will come in and, you know, literally make a model of the building for the customers. And but what's interesting about Willie is that he has autism. And so it kind of has this unique approach to the way that he makes these models. And I over the summer, I approached my dad about the idea, and he talked to Willie, and Willie was more than happy to let me come in and start filming.
Well, let's go back to Willie in a minute, but let's find out a little bit more about you. Who are you, and who told you that you can make a documentary film?
Right. Okay, well... I'm a college student down at Christopher Newport University. I'm a senior, and I really got interested in film at the end of high school, I'd say, when I started making short films for myself, just on my phone, you know?
Right.
Just on, like, you know, with the cameras on the phones are so good, you know, so why not? And then I got to college, and I met up with some kids that are also interested in film. We kind of got together. I'm in the film club there. I went to the New York Film Academy two summers ago, learned a little bit more about directing. And last summer, I got a camera for my birthday in March, and I knew that I had to kind of do something this summer.
Okay, for the film geek among us, what was the camera?
It's a Sony A7 7. So it's the new one, so it's got kind of the self-focusing lens,
right,
which if you come to the film, you know, you can kind of see that in action. So the Sony A7 7, I got a nice wide-angle lens, 18 millimeter, and so the film looks beautiful. And that's, you know, kind of what's great about, I guess, technology nowadays is that it's out there where if you got a nice camera, you definitely can make the film at least look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that a documentary would, at least I'd be able to make it look good. And I knew, I love editing. Editing is something I really enjoy. And I knew that documentary, you know, films all came down to the editing.
Absolutely.
That's how, you know, they're made. So I was like, this is kind of right up my alley. Here I am, 20, you know, 1 years old. I got to do something that's kind of going to solidify me as... you know, my passion, what I want to do.
So was this a project for school, or was this just something you did on your own?
Completely on my own.
Funded yourself?
Funded myself. And if you come to the film, you'll certainly notice that it's just a person in a camera. A lot of, you know, a lot of tripod shots, a lot of handheld shots. But yeah, if you come to it, preface that it's just me and my camera, which is cool. I like the idea that it's just a boy and his camera in a way.
So where do you live now?
I live... near my school, Christopher Newport University in Newport News. We have a house off campus, but I've lived in Charlottesville all my life.
Okay.
So this is really my, this is my home.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you've been, as an attendee, you've been to the Virginia Film Festival before?
Once. And it was last year. So it's great. So I came last year, and I went to go see Badlands, which is
it was a great day.
Oh, yeah. We can go on and on about the remarkable film that is Badlands. And I met Jack Fisk and Sissy Spacek afterwards. I got to shake their hands.
Excellent.
Which was, you know, very
excellent.
Cool for me.
Have you washed your hands since?
No, I have not. And so afterwards, you know, I was talking with my parents, and I was like, you know, this could be something that I would love to... You know, it'd be a great accomplishment for me next year if I could get in.
So how long did it, how many hours of film? How did you cut it down to,
about
34 minutes?
It's 34 minutes. I guess the process took all summer because if you watch the film, I follow Willie making a model throughout the entire summer from the beginning to end. So it took him about 3 months to do it. And I kind of sporadically throughout the summer would visit him. I would go visit the community that's about 50 minutes away, Innisfree, which is really
mm-hmm.
the second part of the film.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not exactly sure the number of how many minutes or hours the footage I had, but it was pretty simple to cut down. I only got 3 interviews, and the rest is kind of B footage.
Right.
But I was just able to edit it in a way that kind of made it work.
And so when did you get your final cut?
I got to my final cut actually pretty close to the deadline.
The deadline for submission to the
film
festival.
I think it was at the end of August, I think.
Yeah.
And I think I was, like, August, like, you know, 14th, I was kind of wrapping it up, and I was, you know, quite worried that I wasn't going to get it, but I just, you know, you get to a point where you're just like, it's done, there's nothing more I can do with it, so, you know, just I'll just see what happens. And like, and I was, you know, very, you know, a little surprised that it got in. I was, I mean, obviously very happy. I think it helps it's a local story.
Right. It certainly does. So Willie is screening Sunday at 11 a.m. in Newcomb Hall Theater. I don't know if I'd mentioned that yet. And then afterwards, there's going to be discussion with you and with Willie.
Yeah. And himself. I'm not sure exactly what that means. That's as much as I know about it. I don't know how that exactly works. If we're going to take probably questions from the audience, I imagine.
There'll be a moderator. They'll introduce you. They'll do a little bit like what I'm doing now and talking about the film. What does Willie think of the film? Has he seen it?
Willie, yes. He was one of the first persons that I showed it to, and he loved it. I mean, he was. He loves, you know, almost anything, which is part of the film. It's a great story just about this guy, and you know, he has such a kind soul. But he really liked it, and it was great to watch it with him and my dad together, who are both in it, and they've had a friendship for, you know, 14 years now or something. I think it's around 14 years, and it was just great, just kind of like, you know, immortalize them on film.
Sure, sure. And has this process of getting to know Willie this better also, have you learned things? Has this opened up your eyes more about autism and what it means to function in the world?
Right, yeah, that's an interesting question. You know, I've been around it all my life. My dad's brother also has autism. Who has, you know, every Christmas or every Thanksgiving, Christmas, all through my life. So it's never been something that I've learned to kind of think from an outside perspective. I've just kind of been part of my life. So I've always known Willie. So I didn't really learn, I guess, anything new about his ideas on life, but I think people will. I think if people come in, they will learn a lot about autism. I tell you what, Innisfree did teach me a lot about autism, I would say. And Carolyn Oley, the director up there, was very insightful, which is a great interview with her in the film, which I really think is almost the climax of the film, is a speech she has.
So a good portion, the film started out about your friend Willie, but also opened up about the autistic community here in the area.
It did.
And some of the some things that they have to do to live with their condition.
Absolutely,
and function in life.
Innisfree is a very interesting place, and I think people will be very interested if they don't know about it to see how it kind of functions. And it was great that they let me come in with my camera, which I know was something, you know, that wasn't too difficult, but I'm sure they're skeptical of having someone come in with a camera into their community.
So last year you saw Badlands.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to this year?
I have tickets to Eric Hurt's House Hunting.
Excellent.
Local filmmaker.
Spoke
to support
Eric yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Cool. Yeah, I'm very excited to see that. And I have one ticket to Something in the Water, and all of my friends want to go see Something in the Water. That's also a local documentary about the music scene here.
Right.
And so we're going to fight over that, but I would love to go see that. And I think today I'm seeing West of Memphis at 3.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
Yeah. I wish I could see that, but I'm going to be right here.
Well, that's okay.
All right. Well, thank you for coming by.
Yeah.
I've been talking to Zach Grigg. The film again is Willie, which screens Sunday at 11 a.m. at Newcomb Hall Theater. If people want to have you set up a website or someplace people can go to find out more about...
I don't have a website. Unfortunately, we were going to make posters and stuff, but, you know, it happened so fast.
It all happened so quickly.
You know, I guess I need to get people to help me now.
Well, I mean, it's amazing that, you know, you found this subject, you made this film, you submitted it, it got in the Virginia Film Festival. I feel very confident that you'll be back here again at future festivals, and we'll have a chance to talk about more projects.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Thank you, Zach. Thanks for coming by.